All right. Welcome. Okay, we're having some problems here. You guys, one of you, go see if you can get Brother Chip a minute. It's not doing the right thing here. Okay, we'll find out what's going on. I can't hear me, but you know, I think you can hear me. So,
Pastor, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, tell him to cancel it. I got it. Figured it out. Nan, can you tell Wendy? Tell Wendy it's fine. Okay, we got it. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How is my favorite pastor and my favorite manners?
Oh, very good. Yeah, all good. It's been a great day. Today we have had just a great time. We had just came from a nursing home ministry service, and before that we had a board meeting, and you know, we just had all kinds of good stuff. So God's really moving, and all good right here. So Megan, we're glad you could join us today from Richmond, Indiana. You and your mama comes from Connersville, Indiana, when she's on, and so it's a joy to have you with us today. We're getting Nan all hooked up in there. We were running a little late here, so sorry for the problems, guys, but just glad everybody's with us today. It's going to be a really good show. You know, God's just been doing so much in our lives in the ministry. There are so many, 5 or 6 praise report or prayer requests came in this morning. So, there are several that are ill, and we want to continue to lift them up and pray for them. And speaking of that, the prayer ministry is alive and well and has been going strong now for about 8 years. And you can access that by email by simply typing in prayers at bohmglobal.com. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we want people to use that prayer line because God is answering prayer. And we got a big old radio team that prayer team and a radio team, too. But we have a prayer team that goes to the throne of God and really prays for the needs of people. And it's just so important. Megan, you want to comment on that and the importance of prayer and people using the prayer line?
Absolutely. What's written in Scripture, where 2 or 3 or more are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. And that's exactly what we do. We pray as a team. We go
right
to the throne room together, and we all unite in the same prayer that Pastor Jim, my mom, Betty, or Shell sends out
right
to whatever request is submitted. And we all read the same prayer. We all go to the throne with the same prayer and the same request. And then we are really revived when we get those praise reports that the Lord answered all those prayers.
Boy, you're right on, Megan. And we love for you, audience, to let us know when you've gotten an answer. Pastor Jim's got this notebook. You've seen it, Megan, where he keeps down all the prayer requests. And then when we hear from our listeners with answers, then those answers go right in there in that prayer book. Really great to have that reminder, isn't it?
Oh, amen. It's And it's just like we talked last week about how awesome it is to journal those things, even especially for other people, and to see how big that notebook has gotten and how many praise reports have been written in that notebook. It's awesome.
It is awesome. And, you know, God is still answering prayer. You know, I think some people think that God is so busy doing all this other stuff, and he's got so many billions of people to see about, et cetera, that he doesn't have time for your need. But he does. You want to speak to that, Megan? Because I hear that from people all the time. I'm not sure that God has time for my situation. It's kind of little. It's no big deal type thing, you know?
Well, I'm here to tell him that there is no better multitasker on this planet or in this universe than your God.
All right. He's a multitasker. Okay.
He is. And he has time for every single one of us. I mean, he makes time to create every single one of us, and we are all different and unique in our own way. And that just shows how intricate he is and how much time and care that he puts into taking care of us.
Oh, amen.
He cares about your prayers. He cares about your hurts. He cares about your wants and your needs. And so he does take the time for every single one of us on a daily basis to put us front and foremost in front of him and care for us just in the magnificent way that he loves us.
Oh, he does. He does. He does. Oh, he is amazing God. Nan, talk a minute, if you will, about nursing home ministry and where we were just now and how that blessed you.
Oh, I know that they're blessed when we go, but I think we're more blessed than they are when we go. It's just such an awesome opportunity, to get there. And there was that dear employee there. Her name was Elizabeth, that she sang some songs with us and sang. You had her sing a couple of solo songs,
because
that woman is gifted, is so gifted with singing.
Yes.
But we had a great time, and our congregation there, which is what they are, our congregation there, they enjoyed themselves, and some of them clapping their hands and just really getting involved, and some of them singing. You can see them singing around the room, and it's just it's a joy, it's a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to go there every month.
Oh,
and
it
seems like all of a sudden, wow, we were just there. It just seemed like the month passes by. Wow, we were just there, it seems like, to me anyway. So,
yes. Oh, it does, doesn't it? And it really is just a joy to see, even some of those that maybe can't speak a lot, but they can listen, they can hear the music, etc. What a joy to be able to be there the one Sunday every month. Now, almost 7 years of doing that every single month. I don't know about you, Nan, but that's one of the joys of my life right there, that nursing home ministry at Palm Garden in Clearwater.
It is one of mine also.
Yep. So that's where we've been. So we are just now sliding into these chairs right here at TanTalkNetwork.com. If you just joined us, we're glad you did. If you listen to this show at a later time, which you can do here on the podcast, TanTalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts and go to Living the Good Life, and you'll be able to hear the show anytime after tomorrow or later tonight. And then it stays on there. And also every weekend, StarComRadioNetwork.com plays our shows, both of them, this one and our counseling show from Thursday night at 6, Go Yard. And that starts at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarComRadioNetwork.com. So if you miss the show, there's time you can catch up. Saturday and Sunday they play our shows. Pretty cool, don't you think, Nan?
I think it's pretty cool. God just really just expanding the ministry is what
Absolutely.
He's doing, expanding the ministry.
StarCom Radio Network has stations in 50-some cities across the United States and like 8 or 10 countries. So that's all a blessing to us here at Beacon of Hope. So anyway, we're going to start today's show with a song by Big Daddy Weave. That's the name of the group. And it is Redeemed. I love this song. Love it.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles. cause of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. If I am redeemed, you set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be. The old man inside of me, cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same. And a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed.
Love that song. I'm redeemed.
So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Cause I'm not who I used to be.
I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away the stains. Cause I'm not who I used to be. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you have given your heart to Him, then you are one of those redeemed. And you can sing a song like this with confidence. I'm redeemed. I can shake off those heavy chains. You know, all of us have areas in our lives where we've had chains of bondage in some area or not. And some one area or another. And it is... it's really amazing when we get it down on the inside of us that by accepting Jesus as the sacrifice for sin that he was on the cross, then you can claim that redemption and you can walk in a newness of life. That's why I love that song. We are going to Genesis chapter 22 in a moment, and it's another one of these stories in the book of Genesis about Abraham and Isaac that we've been on. This is actually part 7 of the series that I've been teaching for the last, Pastor Jim and I, for the last several weeks, Precious Promises. And we are really looking at the fact that God has promised us so much. In fact, He's promised us heaven for those of us that are truly redeemed. Those of us who know Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. He has promised us that reward. And so we're going to talk about that here in Genesis 22. And it's a time of testing. And Megan, I think a lot of people don't want to believe that God allows testing in our lives, but he does. Do you want to address that?
Why, sure. I'm in a time of testing. And my husband has lost 2 jobs within the last 12 months.
Right.
And we've gone longer this time than we did the last time. And we both looked at each other this morning and said, you know, boy, I don't know what's taking so long, or, you know, if we can keep going.
Right.
Well, we have to keep going, because we know that at the end of the trial, at the end of the test, that there is going to be some type of reward as long as we maintain our faith. And, you know, it's something that we just have to keep pushing through and realizing that, you know, we are humans. We're going to have trials.
Right.
Because we're Christians and we believe in the Lord doesn't mean that we're not going to face hard times.
Absolutely.
It happens to everyone, but the difference in knowing the Lord through those circumstances is the strength and the peace and the grace and the joy that comes from having those times when you're completely just down in the dumps and you realize that you're sinking into the water, but there's that hand that reaches out to you and pulls you up and pulls you out of that water.
Oh,
yeah. Jesus Christ.
Amen. And that is also true what you just said. And I love the fact that you pointed out that sometimes our tests get harder as we go along. Nan, do you want to address this? Because I have found this to be true in my own life. Things that maybe got over quicker, the test got over quicker, say 20 years ago, the more you walk with the Lord, so often that test is more intense because there's more going on there that God is trying to root out of us, etc. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, you know, as we build on our faith.
Right.
You know, I was listening to some teaching this week, and she was talking about how she believed God for a small thing.
Right.
And he provided that. And
right.
Then, you know, it's we're layered. We're layered with our faith. That as we gain faith, then the next time we may need to have more faith, but we're growing in him. Megan, I wanted to say to you also the analogy that you gave of him reaching down into the water. I'm going to be putting on your Facebook a picture of Jesus reaching through the water.
Cool.
I just really feel I should do that. I'll send that to you after the show.
But
he does reach out to us, you know, in a time, you know. But in that time, we're our faith is growing. I mean,
right.
Our faith is growing.
Yes.
If we're allowing it to grow.
Amen.
It all depends on
yes.
how we react to the situation that's going on, you know. Grumble, gripe, complain, all that kind of stuff.
Grumble, gripe, complain?
Grumble, I can't say it again.
Try it again.
Grumble, I can't.
Grumble, gripe, and complain. Yeah. Yeah.
Or we say, God, I believe you, and in this you're going to move in this. And that's, you know, the greater faith we have, that's how we have greater faith. Some people look at people and they say, well, that person has more faith than I do. Why is it that they have more faith than I do? It's because they've gone through more trials.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And they've
yes.
gone through sometimes more intense trials.
Yes.
And, you know, I know for my own self, in my own life, as I go through trials, I think of one that I'm going through right now, but as I go through trials, you know, and look to him, my faith is growing.
Yes, it is.
My faith is growing. You know, even today, I felt my faith grow.
Right.
And I just praise God for that.
And if we never had a problem, we would never know that God could answer. That's from a line from the song, Through It All, that Andre Crouch wrote and sang so many years ago. Through It All was actually my dad's favorite song. And our own brother Nathan, many years ago when my dad was seriously ill before he died, would come to the house and dad would say, play, because I still have my piano there then. My son has it now and his wife and family. But Nathan would go to the piano and dad would say, play through it all, Nathan, play through it all. And then Nathan would play and sing. And because that was my dad's life as a pastor, as a missionary, and all the different things he did in the ministry, he had been through an awful lot of tests and trials. And so Megan addressed this because we do have to go through tests and trials. I mean, we'd love to say, I'm just going to opt out of that portion of my spiritual life. You know, God, don't test me. Don't throw anything my way that's difficult. Because, you know, after all, I'm blessed. So don't give me anything. Address that, Megan.
I wish I could opt out, but I don't have
right.
a choice.
Right.
That's not a choice. Because you have to make it. You have to make it through life's trial.
Right.
And, you know, back when I realized that Grayson was ill.
Your son.
With him. Yes.
And that was 3 years ago, correct, that he
yep,
passed away. He was born and passed away within 33 hours. You want to go ahead? I just fill in our audience in.
You're fine. No, I thought then, and I still thought recently that, you know, nothing could be harder than that. And that's not the truth, because the position that I'm in right now seems a lot tougher because I have to depend completely on God. And
right.
I was at church this morning, and something that resonated with me is they talked about Peter this morning and about fishers of men, yada, 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 and that they had to give up literally everything for to walk with the Lord. And here what we're going to talk about in Genesis 22, Abraham was going to give up everything.
Right.
And we'll
yes.
get to that point. But we have to realize and get to that point, and I'm going to try not to cry.
Go ahead. It's been a crying day, so, you know, it's been a crying day at Beacon of Hope today. So you go right ahead and add your tears to it, will you?
A good cry. Say that.
A good crying day. That's not a bad thing.
It's a good cry. It is. It's a healing cry because the Holy Spirit, He got me this morning. And if we have to lose everything on earth, it's okay because we have something so strong to hold on to.
Amen.
And that is the faith that what we are being granted is eternity.
Yes.
It's life in heaven.
Yes.
And there is nothing here on this earth that's worth more than that. What that means to me is that I'm going to be able to go spend eternity with my Savior. And I know that no matter how long this takes to get through, how long it takes for my husband to get a job, that I'm going to stand strong in my faith. And I'm
Amen.
Going to keep preaching about my Savior until
Woo!
He's pulling us through this. Because
Amen.
That's what's going to keep my head up. That's what's going to keep my head out of the water is my Savior. And that's the point that we have to come to when we have these trials, is realizing that the only thing that's going to pull us out is Him.
Amen. And I, you know what? I couldn't agree with you more. And the fact that you're going through this, you know, what does it say in James chapter 1? It says, when you, let me turn there in the NIV. Let's go to James 1 before we get to Genesis, because this conversation is right on, and it is for some people out there who need to hear this whole concept and realize that God's not mad at you just because you're going through a hard time. It's not like that. It's not a matter of reward and punishment at all. It is actually a blessing when we go through difficult times. James 1, 2. And I'm reading out of the NIV translation. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Something's going on. Perseverance must finish its work so that you can be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So when you ask, believe, and do not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. Speaking of the of that again, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. When we are going through a test, like you are, I'm going through a difficult test in my life right now. A lot of our listeners probably are also. When we are going through the test, James says, from experience, consider it all joy when you're going through it, because something's happening in you that could not happen unless you went through the test. Talk to us, Nan, about that, and then we'll get back to Megan, because this is such a profound, wonderful concept we're talking about today.
It's really hard many times to look at it that way.
Duh,
count it
duh,
on joy.
Right?
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy at all, but it's so rewarding. And that's what we need to look at, is the reward that we receive.
Right.
And we can have joy in the midst of whatever's going on. I know that at times when I've had issues going on, and one in particular I can think of many years ago, and God gave me peace and joy in the midst of a very difficult situation. I mean, it could have had some really bad ramifications, and yet he gave me peace and joy in that. And I saw him come through at the end of that. In a very miraculous way it's so cool what he did.
Let's give a metaphor right here. It just occurred to me. Back, I had three kids in 4 years, so they were 4, 2, and 0 for a while. And, Mark quickly became like 1 and 2 and all that. But because they were so close together, which was by design, and I love the fact that they were and still are, but they grew. I mean, there was constant outgrowing of clothes, okay? And they were boy, girl, boy. So, you know, for the first few years there, it was Ryan and Lori, and they couldn't interchange clothes, you know? And I remember thinking, man, this is expensive. And these kids, they go through growth spurts like my little twins do, my granddaughters, where they eat a lot. And you know, they're just like, you're like, oh, man, they're just eating it so much, it's costing so much money. And now they're out of their shoes, they're out of their clothes. But think of the opposite of that. If they weren't growing, that there would be something drastically wrong if they were not growing. They would be, you know, if a baby doesn't grow, he doesn't develop, doesn't become an adult, doesn't become a productive member of society, right? It's the same thing spiritually. If we do not allow the growth process to happen, we get stagnant and actually we slip backwards. Talk to us, Megan, about that, and then we'll go to Nan.
Well, it's totally true because, you know, this has been going on 4 months for us. And it's just like within the past couple of weeks, I just felt like I was slipping. And it's like, you know, in my spirit, I know better. I honestly know better than to let that happen, because I know what happens when you let yourself slip. The devil comes in, doubt
oh, yeah.
pursues, and,
right.
you know, all those negative thoughts come to play.
Right.
But, you know, I can't let that happen because I have to uphold my children, and I have to uphold peace of mind for my kids. And I can only do that if I let the Lord teach me through this process.
Right.
And what I'm learning through this process is not that I didn't learn anything when I lost my son, but it's a continual
yes.
growth of wisdom in
yes.
your spirit.
Yes.
And I'm learning, and I've learned so much within the past couple of months that I don't need anything but God.
Right.
I don't
there
need
you go.
The love of another. I don't need the I don't need to love what I own. All I need is God.
Right.
And the lesson, it's hard to learn. But, boy, do you get wisdom and so much peace through the process, because it's like, wow, Lord, I'm finally seeing the light. I'm finally understanding.
Praise God.
What you're trying to tell me.
Amen. Praise God. Good stuff, Megan. Nan, you want to comment on that? That process that we go through to grow in Christ?
When children are growing,
right,
they have made reference at times to growing pains,
right? Exactly. Yeah,
and
I remember my kids going through that. Yeah.
I didn't have that.
Oh,
I'm
I did
aware of.
I had pain in my legs as I was growing.
I
yeah.
didn't have that, and I don't recall my brother having that, but that's the way it is spiritually. It
yeah.
may seem a little bit painful,
right,
but all things are working together for my good according to the Word of God. And
exactly.
that's what God's Word says. And so, you know, you know, you can just, back to the joy, you can just, God, help me.
Yeah.
Help me, Father, to be able to see you in this situation. And he'll see us out of
right.
situations. And there again, our faith grows because he saw us out of something that was more of a struggle than the last thing, because we learned at that level and we're going to the next level, like your children
yeah.
growing up in the clothes and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, and you are so right. And James 1:2 that we just read, count it all joy when you win, not if you go through. It says when you go through tests and trials of any kind. You're going to do it. It's going to happen if you're a soldier of the Lord and if you're a child of God. You are going to go through testing trials. We did our Facebook post last Wednesday night, a Bible study like we normally do at 7:30. And you can find it on Facebook, hashtag testing time. And listen to it because it will help you. But I'm deciding to play a song right now. I'm kind of, because I'm in the engineer's booth every Sunday afternoon now, I can kind of switch things around and, you know, as I feel led during the show. But I feel led right now to play this song by Mandisa, Overcomer, and see if this applies to you.
Fire all around, you're not going to let down. take a breath. Don't forget, hang on to his promises. He wants you to know.
I'm an overcomer. I choose to overcome in my circumstances. Woo! Great song. That's for you, Megan. That's your song today. Do you want to comment, Meg?
Oh, I love that song. I love it. I was singing in the background.
Were you? Wow.
I was, but I had my phone muted, so you didn't have to hear my voice.
Oh, you got a great voice, but you know, that's no matter what we're going through, no matter how hard it is, and I do think that the tests and trials seem to get a little harder the more we walk with the Lord. That's how I feel. Do you want to comment on that? And then we'll go to Nan for a comment on that.
Absolutely. I feel that you're right on with that, because for myself, they feel like they sure have, because, you know, there was some grief involved with losing Grayson, but there was joy that came very soon after that. But this has been by far the toughest that we've been through as a family unit.
And
it's really becoming a growing experience for my husband and our marriage.
Yeah.
Because we need to learn that he's the center and the rock of our relationship.
Right, right.
And I've always been taught of the triangle, that if you don't have God in your triangle,
sure,
then you don't have a marriage.
Right.
And that is so true. And it's so true in circumstances, too, no matter whether you're having trouble with your job, your finances, relationships. If you don't have God in that triangle,
oh, amen,
you're discombobulated.
Right. It's just you're going down for the count, usually. And we're going to talk about Abraham here with his big test in just a minute. Nan, did you want to comment on that? You're an overcomer, too. And Wendy from our congregation is in there with you today in the studio. And Wendy's shaking. Yeah, she is, too. I pointed to her. I said, you are an overcomer, too. She is. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I want to share a poem that the Lord just gave me during that song.
Sure.
You can be an overcomer. Look to me in your situation. Your faith is increasing. This is something that you can depend upon. I see what is going on, and I will see you through. Look to me. Praise me. That's what you're to do.
Amen.
Through this, you will make it. When you overcome, you'll have an interesting story to tell.
Yeah.
So hold on to my precious word. You will make it through as
praise
well.
Praise God.
Yeah, and, you know, when he inspired the part about hold through my precious word, if I could just share about the analogy at the nursing home today. Pastor Jim and I rotate speaking. So it was my turn. So I carried in two star balloons, gold star balloons. One was blown up and one was not. And the analogy that I gave them, I read them scripture that talked about the Word of God, the Bible, what it is to us, and just all kinds of scriptures relating to that. And then I showed them the balloon. The one that was blown up with the helium was like the person who fills their self with the Word of God.
That's good.
And the one that was not blown up with helium, it was just kind of limp and just, it was flat and it was just there.
Right.
And so when the Lord said that about hold on to my precious word, that's what I thought of. And we need to hold on to his word.
Amen.
And, you know, we receive strength and we receive joy and we receive all these type of things while we're, when we're doing that.
Yes.
Because it increases our faith. There we are. We're talking about faith.
Right.
It increases our faith as we read the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So, you know, when we read the word and study the word and just let it be an integral part of our daily life.
Right.
How much greater it is that we increase in faith as we read the word.
Absolutely. And that was good. And then there was a little man in a wheelchair, and one of the nurses said he would really like to have that balloon, and I gave your balloon away.
That's okay. It was going to be for a good cause.
So anyway, but, you know, let's talk about Abraham, Genesis 22, verse 1. After this, God tested Abraham. There is the word that we're talking about today, testing time. Hey, remember, Facebook, hashtag testing time. God tested Abraham. God said, Abraham. Yes, answered Abraham. I'm listening. And he gave him some instruction that was very hard. But first I want to talk about the word God tested. Tested there in the Hebrew is the word naka, N-A-C-A-H. And it means to prove or to test. That word does not mean that it's a temptation to sin. God will never tempt you to sin. The word talks very clearly that we are tempted by our own lusts, our own desires, our own, rage or anger or resentment, whatever. We're tempted by that. We are not tempted by God. God tests us to prove us. Now, we talked the other night on Facebook post. I want to bring this up. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, the eyes of the Lord range to and fro around the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. Now, does God see your heart right now the way it is? Does he? Yes. The answer is yes. So the tests are not to show God your heart. And Nan, I'm going to ask you to ring the bell here in just a minute. The tests in our lives are to show ourselves where our hearts are. Not to show God where our hearts are, because God's eyes are always looking around the earth to look for people whose hearts are completely his, which means, by extension, he knows what your heart is. He doesn't have to test you to see your heart. He wants you to see your heart. Megan, talk to me about that principle.
Well, that's deep, because...
Good point, isn't it?
Oh, it is a very good point, because it just, to me, resonates that we can't be hidden in our feelings, in our emotions, because the Lord sees through it like it's a piece of tissue paper. We are that visible to him. We can't hide. And you know, the test that he put us through, it's not for him to see, you know, our hearts, because like you said, he can see them, but it's for us, like looking in a mirror and seeing, oh my gosh, there really is some junk that I need to clean out right now through this test. There's some junk going on within me that I'm not really pure of heart, that I'm not really pure of spirit, that I need to lay down at the foot of the cross so that I can continue to grow in my spiritual walk with the Lord.
Exactly. Exactly. And so often when we see that in ourselves and we see that we really have been doubting, or we really have not been in the Word and putting those precious promises, which is the name of this series, down on the inside of us. When we see that about ourselves, it causes us to want to make changes. Nan, talk about that.
Sometimes it's difficult to want to make those changes. You know, it stretches us out. But the reward is so magnificently wonderful. You know, I know like in a situation, it's going to be a good situation, but just right now, God just gave me a peace.
Right.
A peace today. Just, I realized all of a sudden, I'm calm about this.
Right.
I'm just peaceful, you know, and he will give you, you know, I mean, I recognize, I'm like, wow, I've got peace about this. You know, and that's, we need to put the word within us. We need to spend time in the word because, you know, it's like eating. If we don't eat, we don't keep ourselves nourished the way we need to be nourished and eat properly. We are not nourished properly. Right. And that's the way it is spiritually. We need to read the word and receive our spiritual nourishment.
Amen. Amen, amen. You're right on. Let's go back to Genesis 22. So God tested Abraham, and Abraham, he called him by name. Abraham said, yes, I'm listening. And he said in verse 2 of Genesis 22, take your dear son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Now, it's interesting that the dear son Isaac is the one that that Abraham and Sarah believed God for 25 years. God first told Abraham when he was 75 years old and Sarah was 65 that he would give them a son. They had never had any children at that point when God first said that. And it took 25 years for Isaac to be born. Now, that's a long wait. And no, Megan, I don't think it's going to take 25 years for Ben to get a job, by the way. Is that good news?
That's very good news.
All right. Okay. So he said, take your son and go to the land of Moriah. Now, interesting, those are the mountains around Jerusalem. One of them, the highest mountain around Jerusalem, interestingly enough, is called Calvary. Ring a bell? Where was Jesus? Where was Jesus crucified on Mount Calvary? So God told Abraham to take Isaac up to one of these mountains in Moriah. Of course, we don't know which one it was, but because Isaac, the sacrifice of Isaac, is such a foretelling of what God the Father was going to do with his son Jesus, it was probably Calvary. Yeah, it just makes sense. Anyway, go to the land of Moriah and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I'll point out to you. So we know that God the Father knew which mountain Jesus would die on. So more than likely, it was Calvary. And Abraham, it does not say in verse 3 of Genesis 22 that Abraham began to argue and scream and holler and wail and be depressed because God was telling him that he had to sacrifice his own son. It just says that Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey. Boy, if we were that obedient, right? He took two of the young servants and his son Isaac. He had split wood for the burnt offering. He set out for the place God had directed him. And I want to talk about that obedience for a minute. Megan, talk to us, then we'll go to Nan.
That is some amazing obedience that I can sit back and think to myself how much I admire Abraham for that.
Right.
Because that took him asking no questions, him having no doubts, just getting up, preparing himself. But that shows how much he trusted the Lord and that he had no need to doubt God's plan.
Right.
And it's just such a, this is such a powerful passage.
Isn't
because,
it?
Oh. Yes, because this passage resonated with me. And again, I'm bringing up my son Grayson, but this just resonated with me, you know, that Abraham was willing to give up this son that he waited so long for.
Right.
And it just, it still blows my mind of the dedication that he had for his Savior.
It so does. And to know that he just got up the very next morning. It does not say he deliberated, whatever, for a long time. It just says he got up and he obeyed. You know, that's what it's all about. And then God said to him, on the third day, or this is what happened, on the third day. Does that sound familiar anywhere? On the third day, he looked up and saw the place in the distance. Wow. Abraham told his two young servants, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I are going over there to worship. Then we'll come back to you. So there was a plan. Abraham was to go on the last leg of the journey without the servants. So often, folks, we have to go through these really tough times by ourselves in life sometimes, you know, that other people don't even understand what we're going through. Talk to us, Nan. You want to comment on any of that?
Well, actually, I do. I want to comment on verse 4 where it says, then on the third day, he lifted up his eyes. And we talked about the third verse where he rose up early in the morning. So I didn't think about this till just now. He had 3 days and nights that he could have questioned
God. There you go.
That he could have not moved forward in the faith. You know, Megan was talking about how great faith he had in God.
Right.
You know, and there are times in our lives that we start, you know, the Lord directs us whatever direction and whatever's happening, and maybe we start off with faith and go believe it. And then at some point we're like, but when, God, you know, and Abraham set an example for us of not questioning God, because if he would have questioned God, it had been recorded. I believe it would have been recorded.
Oh, I think so, too.
And he did not. I think he sets quite an example for us of how we're supposed to deal with things.
Absolutely. Megan, you want to comment on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, some of us have 3 days, some of us have months, some of us have years to deliberate through whatever test that we're going through. And it is normal to have doubt. We're human. And it is normal to feel overwhelmed.
Yes.
But we have to keep our eyes and our spirits focused on the Lord's plan, that we know that there is a reason for this test. There's a reason that, God is letting us go through this. And that's what I've learned through the past 3 years, is that when something like this arises, I know what to do. I hit the Bible, I hit the deck. I hit my knees.
Right.
I go before the Lord. And I can't lose sight of that, because, yes, it can get so mundane and so tiring and so just, okay, God, come on. Like, what is the point of
right.
this? But if you're not right. there yet, then you haven't found what he's trying to show you. So you got to keep digging.
Right.
You got to dig your heels in, and you got to keep searching for what this test is that you're going through and what the Lord is trying to teach you.
Exactly. And that's why we're doing this series, Precious Promises. Because we can't go through these difficult times without those precious promises. We cannot get through the valley of the shadow of death without hanging on to what God said and that what he's going to do in our lives. I got to play this song right now. It's been probably one of my all-time favorites since we started the show. I've used it so many times through the years. And I wanted to use it today by the group New Song, Defining Moment. You have a defining moment right now, Megan. I do. Nan does. We have defining moments going on in our lives. What are our lives going to be defined as we go through these hard times? Are we going to come out on the other end and say like David in Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Is that going to be our defining moment? Love it. Love this beat of this song, too. A little bit of calypso.
There comes a time in every heart, a time of real decision, when we reach the point of choosing how we will live our lives. All our hopes, all our dreams will rise up from that moment, the moment we surrender. We choose to follow Christ. He's been waiting all our lives to hear us say, I am yours, Lord, take my hand and lead the way. When you believe, he's all you need. That will be your defining moment. As you live your life, walking in his light, trusting him completely, that will be your defining moment. All I am is resting in his promise, the promise that he'll make me everything that I should be. As he set before me, to take this love inside my heart, for all the world to see. Oh, all of heaven celebrates when they hear someone say, yeah, I am yours, Lord, I take my hand and lead the way. Yeah.
certain history. How an understanding can make a life complete.
Wow, love it. In an instant, it can make your life complete when you go through these defining moments. Oh, Megan, talk to me about defining moments. So important in our lives.
Well, that song is definitely, to me, an affirmation of the things that I've been going through this morning with church and just some heaviness that's been lifted off of my spirit this morning, is that when you realize that he's everything you need, that's your defining moment. And
right.
Like I said before, I thought that I had that figured out 3 years ago, but I didn't. So, you know, it's just, it's so awesome to sit back and look through all of the hard things that we've been through this past year and realize that just, you know, within a close grasp that the blessing is coming. And I just feel that in my spirit that it's coming for all three of us.
Amen.
Very soon. And that today we are so, just like Nan said, she just was so full of peace today. And I will join her on that because I feel the very same way, is that that's the peace that we know that this is a defining moment that's coming.
Yes.
Because we have kept ourselves where we need to be, right in front of the Lord. We've praised him. We've prayed. You know, we're just holding on, and we're holding on to his hand knowing that we're coming out above the water and it's going to happen very soon.
You're exactly right. And when we realize this, we realize that the momentary, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 or 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'll look it up. The momentary light affliction produces in us a weight of glory. You know, talk to us about that, Nan, while I look that scripture up.
Well, I was thinking about my job situation.
Okay.
And it's very challenging. And it's just, it weighs on me. It just weighs on me. And God has a plan, and I know he has a plan.
Right.
And I don't necessarily know all the details of that plan, but I know that he has a plan. And when we're in those trying situations, you know, we just need to praise his name.
Amen.
And just praise his name. In my journal, I've started journaling, actually in purple, of when I'm praising him. And I'm praising him. And it's just, you know, just during those times, we need to praise him. And, you know, many people say, well, that's too hard for me. Well, sometimes it can be challenging. Absolutely. And like Megan said, you know, we are human and we face situations in life. But as we lean to the Lord, as we read the word, as we praise him, you know, the word says he inhabits the praise of his people.
Right.
And that's how you can have peace that passes all understanding,
yes,
like the Bible,
yes,
refers to.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, like Megan, she has peace. She got peace this morning. Praise
right.
God.
Amen.
That's fantastic. I'm excited for you, Megan. You know, that's pretty cool, you know. And what he does for you, the three of us, he'll do for anybody.
Amen.
Listening. They just need to reach out to him. It's not, there's not a coin of where it's just certain people. It's all people.
Right.
Whoever chooses to do that.
When we're seeking God, we're going to go through testing trials. Okay. We are going to. Go ahead, Megan, with that concept.
It's just, to me, it's like when you finally take root in the Lord, when you finally become that spiritual tree that you plant in the soil, in the rich soil of the wisdom of God, is that these tests and these trials, they grow your roots, and you get deeper and deeper and deeper. And I don't mean that in a negative connotation. I mean that to be a positive thing, because the deeper your roots get, the stronger you get spiritually. The stronger you get to face these tests that are coming your way, because you've got more things in your arsenal. You've got
that's true.
Scripture.
Yeah.
You've got more peace. You've got more joy. You know how to bless the Lord and how to bless his name to those around you that are seeing you go through these tests, but yet they're looking back at you like, what is the matter with her? You know, if that was me, I would be in the dumps. I wouldn't be able to go out. I wouldn't be able to be in society, yada, yada. But no, it's by the grace of God that we still walk and that our roots are firmly planted
yes.
on his wisdom.
Yes. And I will say, we're coming up on the top of the hour. I want to make this point and then do a couple announcements before we get up to station ID. But I just noticed that all three of our voices today are very strong. Wendy, would you agree with me listening in there on the headphones? They are strong. They are like, we're sure of what we're talking about. We are committed. We are like enjoying every moment of doing this show because we're talking about things we firmly believe in. Nan, do you want to comment on that?
I agree with you. This is what we're doing.
Yes.
And anointing is on that, and God is on that. I mean, that is,
yes.
It's a God thing what's happening right now. It's a God thing what's happening.
It so is, and we're going to come back to it in just a moment. So I want to talk very briefly. Megan, I'm going to ask you to talk about our Thursday night show, Go Yard, which means hitting a home run every Thursday night on this station, 6 p.m. Eastern. Do you want to talk about that and who does that show, et cetera?
Well, absolutely, that's you, your other alias,
oh, yeah.
Mom Mac.
Mama Mac, yeah.
Yep. And Dr. Angel Falzoni, licensed PhD. You guys are on every Thursday at 6:06 p.m. for an hour.
Yeah.
And it's a cool show because it is about, it's about life. And it's about dealing with real life situations. And, you know, it's so cool because you can call in, you can text in,
right,
and interact in the show and really ask questions about your own personal experiences and get some real good advice. So everybody,
there you go.
Check that out on Thursday.
And the website for that show is GoYard 2014, because that's the year we started that show, GoYard2014.org. And we have most of the shows we've done in almost 3 years there on the website. You can go listen. And, you know, it's just fun. It's a life coaching show. We started a new series last week called The Value of Friendship. You got to catch up. If you missed last Thursday, go to the website here at Tan Talk, because we put them on our other websites, our own personal websites, into the month, and I haven't done that yet. So you can go to the podcast here under Go Yard, and you can find last Thursday night's show to catch up before this week. Nan, we talked about the prayer line earlier. Would you talk about the Facebook post, what we do on Wednesday night now?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's called Words of Life.
Words of Life at 7:30. You go on live on Facebook for 12 to 15 minutes, something like that. And you,
or 17.
Or 17. Or 18.
16 and a half. Or 18 and a half.
But
20.
You cover material there that is just awesome. You know, we're in Precious Promises, and you just make it real concise and really to the point, and it's very easy to understand, to watch that. And then it's also posted so that people can listen to it later. You can listen to it again. That's what I enjoy doing, you know, and people can do that.
Yeah, it is a joy to be able to do, you know, these shows and the Facebook. I love the Facebook. We started that the middle of January. And it's just been a joy every single week. And sometimes I record them from home, but usually it's in the Bible study room, but my office a lot of times too at home. So just fun. And we're glad you're joining us today. If people don't know about Living the Good Life, give them a call. Tell them to join us for this second hour coming up. When we began this show 10 plus years ago, it was just a 1 hour show. And then immediately within a few weeks, it went to 90 minutes. And then a few weeks after that, it went to 2 hours. And then we run out of time. Isn't that crazy? But